Isn't the month of May marvelous? While April may be the official beginning of spring, it has to deal with winter, who's still hanging out like that last party guest who just doesn't ever want to go home. But once we've flipped the calendar to May, there's absolutely no doubt that spring has arrived in her full glory, and winter finally gets the message and says its last goodbyes. The sun shines warmly, the birds sing sweetly, and the air, it carries the floral scents of many thousands of blossoms. In my farm, around my farm, I've got trees that are blooming. I've got rhododendrons and azaleas. I've got all these beautiful trees that are blooming, and it smells so wonderful. It's the earth giving birth. So, of course, we celebrate mothers, motherhood, mothering. It's only natural that we should. Today's Grammy-winning podcast guest has a thing or two to add to the conversation about mothers, about motherhood. She's a newish mom herself with a toddler to tend to, Riley, and another babe on the way. And in the same Real Talk fashion, she penned her chart-topping singles, All About That Bass, and Dear Future Husband, Meghan Trainor has penned a new book, Dear Future Mama, a TMI guide to pregnancy, birth, and new motherhood from your bestie. Music has been a part of Meghan's life always. Her dad was the church organist, and her uncle, Burton Tony, was a recording artist. She began writing songs when she was a kid. Throughout junior and senior high school, she learned to play a number of instruments. She sang in choirs and bands and entered and won songwriting competitions. By the time she graduated from high school, she'd already recorded 3 albums of her own material. And that's about the same time she signed her first publishing deal. Her 2014 smash hit, All About That Bass, went to number 1 around the world and was soon followed by Lips Are Movin' and Dear Future Husband. With this much talent, ambition, determination, and success, just imagine how laughable it must have been when she was told that pregnancy and motherhood would damage her career. I am such a big fan of this bright, sassy mama. We're going to get to chat about her book, her babies, her latest single mother, and anything else she has on her heart, just after I tell you about a podcast sponsor that makes this conversation possible. The American Stroke Association wants you to know that May is National American Stroke Month. I'm helping to spread the word and doing all I can to raise awareness of the number 5 cause of death, the number 3 for women, and the leading cause of disability in the U.S. Those numbers are alarming, but strokes can be prevented by maintaining your optimal health and knowing your risk factors. Get to know your healthcare professional and work as a team to keep you healthy and happy and here. Do you know the warning signs of stroke? Most adults don't. And because strokes need immediate medical help, recognizing the signs can save lives. Maybe your own. Learning FAST, F-A-S-T, can save lives. If you see face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it's time to call 911. Remember FAST. Face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, it's time to call 911. You can learn more at stroke.org/stroke month. Stroke, STROKE.org/stroke month. Think and act FAST, my friends. With me in the studio on Love Someone today is the beautiful and talented and young and sweet Meghan Trainor.
Good morning. Hello, my queen. Hi.
Meghan, how old were you? You were like a teenager when you started your own recordings, right?
Oh, yeah. My albums were what, 17, 18, or no, 15, 16, and 17. I wrote and recorded my own albums at my house. And I wanted to be like Adele. And I was like, only 17.
How fun is that?
It was great. And my parents would take my pictures, my album pictures.
And your dad built your studio, right?
Yeah, he helped me build a studio in our house. Yeah, in the basement.
And you started singing when you were a little kid at church, right?
Yeah, my dad played the organ at our church forever. And then I would like sit up next to him. That was like a reward. I was like, oh, I get to sit with dad. And then he would perform sometimes and then I would start singing with him. And then when I was writing my songs, he was like, all right, awesome. You're going to sing this at church on Sunday. And I was like, okay.
Fun. So you kind of feel like the Lord had his hand on you from the beginning?
From day one.
Day one. And what are you doing now? Because you are everywhere. First off, when do you sleep?
It's not much, but it's great. We try to go to bed early. Once we put Riley to sleep at like 7, 7:30, then my husband and I run to put pajamas on and go to sleep as fast as we can. And then we're up at 6 again.
How old's Riley?
He's 2 now. He's so cute. He's in that room watching Blippi with my husband. And we've been doing promo for the Mother song that we released. And then for this book that we have out called Dear Future Mama, which is all about like my TMI experience with pregnancy. Did you say you have 8 kids?
No, I have 15 kids, but I have 8 daughters. Yeah.
See, I want 4. And people think I wanted four.
My dream was 4. That was that maybe 6. That was as big as I dreamed.
Maybe 6.
Yeah, but 4, maybe 6.
I tell people, I almost got this next one coming out of me. I'm super pregnant.
Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Thank you. It's another boy. And I want 4 because I want daughters too, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, each child has such a different personality.
I hear that. I'm so excited for that.
You're going to go, how did this happen? Like, how did it came out of me and yet it's nothing like the first one that came out of me. And is your first one pretty cool, pretty mellow, pretty sweet?
We call him our trick baby because he's so like chill. He never cried that much as a baby. He never threw up. Like when we would feed him, you know, he never burped up all of his food. He just kept it.
And here's the crazy part for me. I'm so vain, and I didn't know God back then, that I thought it was all me. I was like, wow, I am such a good parent. I must be like mom of the century.
I was like, dude, we're just good at this. To my husband, I'm like, we should make more. Yeah. And then everyone's like, wait till you see the second one.
So tell me about Dear Future Mama, because I love Dear Future Husband, the song. You caught crap for that, didn't you? Like people were saying.
Oh, the song? Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I didn't even like personally hear it. I just remember being interviewed so much. And then they'd be like, so here's what everyone's saying online. And I was like, really? It was about, I don't even know specifically what they're saying, but I got a lot of heat for all my first songs. So I was just used to it. And All About That Bass, the skinny line and everything. Yeah. So, but I don't even think about that stuff now. I'm just like, people will come up to me and be like, I love Dear Future Husband. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Why would you think about it when you are incredibly busy and everybody wants you?
Yeah.
That's the sweetest revenge. Not saying a word, not buying into it, not giving it an ounce of energy, but then just getting to bask in the glory of what God is doing in your life. That's the sweetest.
So I always knew like I wanted to write a book someday. I didn't know what it would be about, whether my career or, but when I went through pregnancy, it was like so wild and so different. And I was so alone. And my best friends were strangers on YouTube, giving me advice. And I had gestational diabetes and there was like no YouTube videos on that. Like, I was like, give me a recipe. Give me like an idea of what I should do for a workout or anything. And there was like nothing. And my first thought was, oh gosh, we need to make an app to like help other mamas out there because there's nothing out here. I was so afraid of carbs that I put myself in a keto flu on accident. And I just felt awful. And I had to like keep working and do a Christmas album. And I was like,
I'm tired. I'm sick. I've got a fever.
I was like, I'm failing my blood tests every 4 hours. And I'm not doing this right. I need help. But then other crazy stuff happened with my birth. I had a C-section and he didn't come out crying, and he went to the NICU for 5 days, which I'm lucky. A lot of people don't come out of there for 5 months. So mine felt like a breeze compared to the stories I've heard. But I wanted to talk about it so that other NICU mamas didn't feel so alone. And then I was on my antidepressants during my pregnancy. So I talk about that. And I have a dietitian in the book, a trainer who specializes in pregnant women, and my actual OBGYN who did my surgery, and my husband all up in the book. So it's just what I wish I had before I went through it alone.
How sweet is that? Because I think about my mom back in her generation, like they would knock women out.
Mm-hmm.
And forceps, pull the baby out by the skull, and yep, the moms wouldn't wake up for 24 hours or whatever. It was like you had no say in the most profound experience of your life.
Yeah, I wrote about that in the book. My Nana was like that. They knocked her out and strapped her down.
Yeah, tied him down. But you're right, there's no information. And other members of my family had gestational diabetes. No information. No telling you what to expect afterwards. Postpartum depression, no information. Thanks, that helps a lot.
Yeah, like heads up, you might feel crazy and scary and like a terrible mom. And you're like, huh? And they're like, good luck.
You're on your own.
Also, I thought it was baffling how like I couldn't have certain types of food to the moment he came out of me. And then they were like, you want some pancakes? And I was like, what? Like I had gestational diabetes. And they're like, yeah, but it's out of you. You're good. And I was like, what?
That makes
and
no
I had
sense.
Like cranberry juice. I was like, yeah, I'll take another one. I'm like, how is that? Just like, fine now. I don't get it. I have so many questions.
And how has this pregnancy been? Easier?
This one was wild. I had a lot of like bleeding in the beginning. I was confused. I didn't even think I was pregnant. But yeah, I like didn't think I was pregnant. I was like, oh no, I got my period. And then I took a test a month later because I was trying to have a baby and it said positive. And I was like, let's go. And I was so excited. And I did all these interviews and then I started bleeding like a period again. And I was like, what's happening? And then like cried because I thought I was losing the baby. And then I kept testing for 10 days straight after and they were all positive. My doctor's like, well, it should be negative by now. And I was like, well, we're still here. And I did a blood test and it was like 90,000 from zero. And I was like, I have twins. That's what all this is. This is, it's twins. I get it. It wasn't twins. But I was like, what a rocky start this one was emotionally.
So will you still be like trying to keep up this crazy schedule? Because you're like everywhere.
I did. Yeah, I'm done now. I did like 7.5 months of just like go, 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 go. I went to Australia. We did a whole Australian Idol TV show. We were just in New York the other day promoting the book. But I told them like my brain is starting to shut down. And I like women are my heroes and pregnant people in general are my heroes that they can work till the moment their baby pops out. I can't do it.
That's probably good for anyone to do that.
Yeah. And they're like, let's do interviews. I'm like, my brain is tired.
I need rest.
You know? Yeah. I was like, I'm starting to say things that don't make sense, you know? So I told them like, let me start nesting because I haven't begun that process and let me chill out. Like we worked nonstop for all these years and we did good. We did great. So
you
like,
did great. Take a break. Take a break. Thanks. With the baby and the hubby. Yeah. And the other baby. Yeah.
And it's like my last month ever that 2 months I have left that it'll be just me and my husband and our baby, Riley, you know, now it's going to be like four of us.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Congratulations on all your success. I mean,
thank you.
You're phenomenal. You're talented. You're clever. You're funny. You're cute as all get out. You are a role model for young women who, because, you know, I've followed you since you were a kid. And you give such positive energy to young women who might not feel comfortable within themselves.
I do all this for my own therapy, you know, and then when it helps others, it's like, cherry on top, you know, like that's amazing. I like how you're saying is how we could make the world a better place one heart at a time. I love that. And also, like, brains heal other brains. Dr. Drew told me that, and I loved that. I was like, yeah, therapy is great. And I like sharing my brain for other people to be like, oh, my brain works like that too.
Well, that's what's so sweet about Dear Future Mama. You know, you're addressing something that every human being who's here on Earth came here through birth.
Yeah.
Every one of us. And yet there is, you're right, so little information.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. There's more information about a Ford car engine.
Literally.
There's far more information about how to make your Chevy get better gas mileage than there is about what to do if you have gestational diabetes or postpartum depression or the baby won't latch right or whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah. I looked up like breastfeeding too. And all it said was it's really hard. And I was like, which part? Like, tell me specifically.
It's really
and
there's
like so many levels to it. I had no idea. I had no, like, I guess I didn't, because it was COVID too. I didn't do like the classes that you can do and learn all this stuff. But like, I didn't know you pump in the hospital. I was like, what are you doing? I'm not ready yet. They're like, it's time.
Oh, see, I never did. So,
but oh, really? I had
my lactation specialist was my mom. She had nursed her four kids. And so she's just like, do this. And she,
that's so nice.
Yeah. She was hands on, so to speak. And it worked.
My mom, my sweet mama, she's like, I think I had gestational diabetes, but I think it's because I drank a bunch of orange juice that morning and failed the test. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, they didn't really care though. Like, it was only a one pregnancy and I didn't have to do anything. I was like, why do I have to prick my finger and test my blood four times a day? And if I fail, I'm in trouble. Like, why? What? This is like homework now. And she's like, I can't remember. And I was like, well, what was this like? She's like, I blacked it out. And I was like, Mom.
So you're going to take some time with the baby. Have you picked a name? You know, it's a boy.
Yeah, I was so like, I want gender neutral names and I want, I don't ever want to name it after someone. I want them to be their own person. And I don't want to relate them to someone else, but this baby, for some reason, we love like B names.
Like, what would your name be, Megan, if you got to choose it? Did you ever think about that?
Oh my God. I've never thought of that. I just thought of how I never loved Megan. When I hear my name, I feel like I'm in trouble and I'm like, oh.
See, when I hear my name, my full name, Delilah, I am in trouble because that was only used. My mother only used my name when I was in trouble.
Yeah. And that's like, I remember telling my label, like, they're like, what do you want the Grammys to announce one day in the future? Like dreaming. They're like, and the Grammy winner is, and I was like, M Train. And they were like, no.
No.
All right, cool. They're like, you will be Megan Trainor. And I was like, okay.
Okay, we'll go with that. We'll run with that. And now?
Yeah, that would be.
It's a pretty famous name.
Yeah. Yeah. Brought back Megan's with the H's.
Have you ever Googled the most popular names and noticed that yours is like rising to the top now?
No way.
Yes way. You can do that with the H.
Having a comeback. Wow. Yeah. Cool.
We're catching up with the one and only Megan Trainor, and I've got more questions for her. Let me first share some information with you about another sponsor. Without them, I wouldn't get to have these incredible conversations. I am so happy to tell you about my favorite cosmetic company, Laura Geller Beauty. There's so much to love about them. Like, all of their products are made for women who are north of 40. Let's start with their Hydrate Spackle Skin Perfecting Primer. It glides on to create the perfect base before you begin your makeup routine. Or their tinted primers that are perfect on their own for a day that only needs a light touch. While the Baked Balance and Brighten Color Correcting Foundation self-adjusts to leave skin looking even, flawless, and beautifully radiant, I like to use it as a setting powder. And now they have even more beautiful shades in their modern classic lipstick collection, including the light and lovely Berry Bliss. I have my favorites, and you can find yours at lauragellar.com. Well, I know you got baby stuff to pack and nesting to do. You've got nesting. What are you going to do? Are you doing a baby room? Are you doing a nursery? Are you painting? Are you doing like decals on the wall? What are you going to be doing?
I'm setting up our bedroom, which I'm in a new house compared to when I had Riley. It was all one floor. There was no stairs. And I had a C-section. I'm having a C-section this time. So I'm nervous. I got to climb like a lot of stairs to get to my bedroom. So I think I'm going to like stay there. So I'm trying to like set camp up. You
put
know,
a little
like,
refrigerator.
Yeah.
A teapot.
I got a little mini dishwasher. I hope it works. I bought it on Amazon, a little dishwasher for all the bottles. So that was the worst part. It was just like staying up an extra hour to clean all the bottles. So I'm trying to maneuver that and like learn from last time. Also, I have on TikTok, there's so many great like, if you type in like nesting or like what I need for a new baby, it's so good. All these moms are so smart and they have all these like carts. It's like carts you can have for arts and crafts, but they organize like all their pumps and all their diapers and wipes. And I was like, and it's on wheels. I'm like,
yeah, no, yeah. I had a big purse.
I'm trying to show my husband. He's like, where have you been? I was like, I'm nesting. Help me.
Help me. Go get me some twigs. Dang it. Yeah. In addition to your pregnant state and your two-year-old and your book, Dear Future Mama, you have a new single out that folks can find if they just need an extra dose of motherhood.
Yeah, if they want an extra uplifting, happy song, it's called Mother. And I wrote it when I was like 3 months pregnant. Nobody knew. And I wanted something to follow Made You Look because that did so well. And we were like, uh-oh, how do we follow that? And I have never sampled a song, and I sampled Mr. Sandman. It sounds so good. And my little brother produced it with me at my house with our buddy. And then for the music video, we peaked. We did the best we did ever could and ever will do. We got Kris Jenner to lip sync and be in the music video with us. And it was the best day of my whole life. And the video's like so perfect, and it was such a breeze, and she's the best, kindest person to work with, and she gives the best gifts. And yeah, I love that song, and I love the dance for it on TikTok, and I Love all the mamas having an anthem on TikTok too. They're so cute.
I gotta say, when I watched it and I went, is that really Kris Jenner? Oh my gosh, is that
AI?
Is that AI? Is that like how? And then I went, I think that's really Kris Jenner. Oh my gosh, that's Kris Jenner.
Dude, I played it for like heads of YouTube, like personally went to them and played it. They didn't move a muscle or react. And I went, oh my God, it's Kris Jenner. And then they I think they didn't believe it too. I was like, that's really her on set.
How fun. How fun. Fun. The most fun thing you have got to do as a mama.
As a mama is like take my kid to Australia and our hotel, we could see the opera house, which I like haven't seen until I was an adult. And my little boy was like speech delayed, so he never talked. And then he was like, hi, opera house. And I was like, oh, you're going to be so cool.
Oh, my goodness. So you must have showed him videos or pictures beforehand of the amazing architecture.
We would have like little baby books that were like Goodnight Australia that our friend gave us. And then, yeah, we would see it every morning. We were like, opera house. And he's like, opera house.
Nah. Did he get to see a kangaroo?
Oh, yeah. We went to the zoo twice. We were there for 2 months. So we had to fill up the time.
So he saw lots of kangaroos. How about emus, ostriches? Like, how about any of the scary animals of Australia? They've got the scariest spiders.
They got scary stuff.
Scary stuff.
We were like, we could skip the spider one. We're good. You know, we were like, let's move on. But he got to feed a giraffe twice. That was cool. He loved it. I thought he'd be scared, but he did good. And then, you know, those big birds that look like dinosaurs. He looked at that one and was like, dinosaur. And I was like, yeah, that's a dinosaur walking among us.
You want to know something crazy? I have 3 baby dinosaurs, those big bird eggs, those emus in my living room right now.
What?
I have a pair of emus. I've had them for about 15 years. And every year they lay a clutch of eggs and we hatched them. We hatched 3 of them out in an incubator in my kitchen. And now they're living in the living room until they get big enough to go outside. They look like dinosaurs. They are dinosaurs.
Yeah. You literally live my dream life. Where do you live?
I live on a 55-acre farm in Washington State. And
that's my dream. I always tell them, I was like, I'm going to run away and start my farm.
I've got goats and chickens.
I have 15 children. And
well, I don't have that many children at home anymore. I've only got 4 kids at home. They've all grown and gone. But I've got 23 grandkids, and some of them live on the property. So there's that.
Oh, my goodness. But it's a party all the time. That's what
all I want. The time. All the time. All the time. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. Every day, it's something new. It's a baby.
My team, they're listening. They're going to be like, oh, she's going to do this now. Yeah.
You know what, Megan? Here's what you do. You say, I'm got 2 months left. Are you in California?
Or two? Yeah.
And I'm going to head up the coast. I'm going to go see my friend Delilah. I'm going to meet her horses and her kids. And I'm going to find out where she got that baby zebra from.
I'm so excited.
And then because I can hook you up with somebody. I know where there's some land in California.
Oh, we love land.
Yeah. And you can have horses. And I have miniature donkeys. And I've got goats. Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good.
My idol. Oh my gosh. There's my husband. I can't wait to tell him the plan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Megan Trainor, thank you for spending time with us. Congratulations again.
Thank you
for sharing with new mamas, young mamas, all the information that I wish that we had all those years ago.
And there's so much more. I got to write another book.
You have a fabulous day. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, you too.
Dear Future Mama, the heartfelt and hilarious guide for expectant mothers is available right now. We all know Megan tells it like it is when writing her music. And this book, this is no different. If you're experiencing or think you might ever be experiencing pregnancy, or you've got a daughter that's expecting, pick up a copy of this book. It's the real talk you want. Honest talk about pregnancy, birth, body image, and the newborn days from your bestie and baby Riley's mom, Megan Trainor. Along with her own experiences, it contains expert insights from those who supported Megan through her first pregnancy, including her personal trainer, her registered dietitian, her husband, and her OBGYN. Importantly, it gives you permission to find the path to motherhood that's right for you and encourages you to ignore the judgment of others and free yourself from the shifting standards of pregnancy and motherhood. You'll be hearing her newest single, Mother, a lot too, and you'll catch yourself singing along because, like everything Megan pens, it's fun and just so damn relatable. Catch up with Megan on her official website, megan-trainer.com. Megan-trainer.com and find her on social media. Whether or not you've ever been a mom or plan to be a mom, one thing's for sure, you wouldn't be here without a mom. Let's celebrate her and the gifts she gave to this world, you, this month and all the year through. I hope spring has put a spring in your step and you're enjoying all the beauty of this season. If you've ever been too busy to notice, I implore you to slow down. Take a deep breath and love someone.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.